Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and as always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark back from his vacation, final vacation for the winter. You picked up your family from our hometown of Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd call it a vacation. I mean, I flew down to Florida, hung out one day, and drove back 2 days, of the next.
Yeah, driving is kind of more like work than it is a vacation, I suppose.
It's amazing how you can sit there, do no work, and just watch the road kind of roll by you as time goes by. And even driving on the interstate, which is probably one of the United States government's greatest accomplishments as far as domestic policy goes, you can still see the incredible incompetence that goes from state to state. In many states, they have exits that are numbered with the mile markers.
Mm-hmm.
This is convenient because you know where the exit is.
Right, and it makes it easier to add a new exit, too, because then you can just name it whatever that mile marker is.
You don't have to call it 17B.
Right.
You could just pop it right in there at mile marker 72, where when the other twos were, when the others were at 68 and 77.
Mm-hmm.
Some states, I noticed this back in 1999 when I was driving around the United States in a van, kind of just, touring the United States. It's been 12 years. I noticed that was a really great idea then. And there are still states, I believe ours is one of them here in the beautiful Northeast.
New Hampshire.
I think it starts in New York, that have not adopted this incredibly smart policy because government really has no reason to serve.
Well, they should do it because then they could give their buddies in the sign business a sweet, sweet contract. I mean, there was one point in which, when we were living in Florida, when they actually redid those. You remember that? They had the numbered ones, just kind of the sequential numbers, and then they actually redid the whole interstate system to be mile markers, if I'm recalling correctly.
I think that they had the sequential one, and they went to mile markers.
It's probably millions of dollars worth of business for some politically connected company.
Indeed.
Those signs.
But it's a lot of work for the government bureaucrats to, decide, make a decision like that.
Well, anyway, I'm just kind of welcoming you back to the show.
Thank
here,
you.
Mark. And our number here, 800-259-9231. Any interesting stories from your trip that you want to regale?
That was my interesting story.
Okay, very good. Mile markers. Yeah.
Hey, it's driving.
Yeah. Well, if that's the worst that happened, then that's a good thing, right?
There's still snow on the ground in Pennsylvania. That's where it starts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Fairbanks. I bet you there's some snow up there.
Airbags. Could be. I don't know. Alaska sounds cold, but I hear that there's parts of it that are warmer than New Hampshire.
Newsminer.com reporting on something we talked about, and Mark, you've been out most of the week, so I don't know if you're familiar with this. Let me bring you up to speed here. Schaefer Cox. Have you heard of him before?
I know the name.
Schaefer Cox is somebody who is kind of one of the faces of the sovereignty movement in Alaska.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
The group of people that likes to call themselves sovereign citizens, which of course I think is in kind of a misnomer or
oxymoron.
A contradiction or an oxymoron.
How can you be sovereign if you've turned over your allegiance to a government?
Right. Citizen, the definition of citizen is that you have pledged your allegiance to a government in return for an obligation of protection. So you are obligated to follow
the
rules.
The joke's on you. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again the government actually has no obligation to protect.
Right. So there really is no such thing as a citizen, and so therefore you need to have a government in order to be a citizen. And you have to have that agreement in order to be a citizen. So there's no way you could be a sovereign, which is to be a king. Being a sovereign means that you are the king or the queen of your own domain, that you rule over your own property, your own life, that no one is above you. That is what the sovereign is. And so to combine those two terms together is really kind of silly.
And I heard it was conceptual here in the United States that we were, when they started it all out, that each person would be a sort of a sovereign of their own domain, that it was a country of kings.
That was the idea.
That was the
because,
idea.
Because they were trying to escape from the one sovereign. So, all right, well, let's make everybody sovereign. That was the concept.
Yeah.
It was a great concept. Unfortunately, it didn't really end up playing out that way. Because they created a government. How can you have a bunch of sovereigns around when you have other people claiming to rule over them? Well, anyway, up in Alaska, where people have been arrested now. Schaefer Cox and some of his associates have been arrested. And it's interesting because we were talking about this guy earlier this week when somebody called in and was, you know, really touting Schaefer Cox and his movement because they're armed up. He's got himself a militia and they've got guns.
Oh, big
and,
fat hairy deal.
And they've got more guns than they've got cops and more people in their militia than they've got cops. And, you know, the scales are going to be tipped and there's going to be some fighting and they're going to be free.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what the caller was suggesting.
A couple dozen armed guys in Alaska going to be free.
No. The guy claimed that they have 3,000 people in their militia.
Oh, please. I just cannot imagine 3,000 American citizens saying, okay, we're ready to take up arms against the government.
It seems pretty unbelievable to me as well, but you know, we took his word for it, right?
You might as well build a scenario with the guy, right?
Yeah, and of course we spoke out against the idea of doing violence as
it's not going to work
as a road to peace.
I don't believe it to be effective or a morally good idea.
But then again, we had already discussed this guy earlier this week, and then on the 10th, so a couple days ago, Thursday, this news comes out of Fairbanks where five people, including militia activist Schaefer Cox, were arrested on Thursday in the Fairbanks area for allegedly conspiring to kill multiple Alaska state troopers and a federal judge. The group had stockpiled weapons and conducted surveillance on the homes of two troopers, according to the Alaska State Troopers. Some of the weapons known to be in the cache are prohibited by state or federal law, according to them. In addition to Cox, those taken into custody are Lonnie and Karen Vernon of Salcha, Coleman Barney and Michael Anderson, whose hometown is unclear. All were taken into custody without incident. So clearly they weren't interested in making their stand.
They're
going
to go out shooting. We're the rootinest, tootinest, baddest militia folks in Alaska.
The arrests were made by the Alaska State Troopers. They say that they were targeting a U.S. District Court Judge, Ralph Bestline, and the individual, one of them, Lonnie Vernon, was indicted recently on the charge of threatening to kill this particular judge, the chief judge for the U.S. District Court in Alaska, in the fulfillment of his duties, and is the only member of the group facing federal charges. The five arrested are facing several state charges, including conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit kidnapping, conspiracy to commit arson and tampering with evidence, according to troopers. Now, I'm not a fan of the conspiracy charge. I think that it's kind of like a thought crime thing. But I think this is an instructive story because it shows where things tend to go when you have people agitating violence.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah, there's a counterexample is that there have been many FBI infiltrations into the Quakers and other peace groups, but I'm just going to use the Quakers as an example because I are one.
Mm-hmm.
They have never, to my knowledge, never arrested a Quaker, never found out anything from these Quaker organizations. And that's because these people pretty much really do believe in peace. So when the FBI infiltrates the Quakers, they get bored out of their mind and they wander off.
Well, they want to find somebody that's going to be doing violence or plotting violence.
Right. So, the folks that are plotting violence, they're going to snatch him up. They're going to hit him with a conspiracy charge. I agree with you. I don't think that that it's right to go and give somebody a charge until they've actually committed a crime. Because, well, talking about a crime isn't a crime.
Right.
It shouldn't be a crime.
Yeah, I think again, I don't think these people should be put in jail because they haven't actually done anything. But on the other hand, you know, pay attention. If you are one of these people, and you're like I used to be, because I used to be somebody who would really, like, I would have been excited by this 5 years ago.
Yep.
The old me would have thought that Schaefer Cox and his group of people were doing the right thing and that, you know, violence is the solution and that these government people are aggressing against us and so they deserve whatever's coming to them, et cetera, et cetera.
They pry my gun out of my cold, dead fingers.
And somebody had quoted here, and I'm going to try to find a quote from this Schaefer Cox. And it was not easy for me here because it was in the comments section. I've kind of lost track of it at this point. That way I can actually read to you what this guy said in some instances in public about possibly killing these troopers in the night or killing judges and something like that in the night. And rattling the saber is not the way to peace. If what you want is a peaceful society in which to live where you don't have the government aggressing against people, threatening violence and lowering yourself to their level is not going to achieve that. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on in Alaska here in a moment and take your calls about anything.
59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming man Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMovieWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children 1200 admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those. The webcam is one of those features. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and interact because the chat room is built in to the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that. And do it for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements including private labeling. They're a trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs in stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're talking about a situation in Alaska involving the so-called sovereign citizen movement, which I think is a contradiction in terms because you can't be a sovereign and a citizen at the same time. You're either a sovereign, and that is you're the king of your own domain, or you're a citizen. You're someone who's given up your part of your rights in order to be protected by the government. And so what's happened is some people have been arrested. They've been charged with conspiracy to commit murder, among some other conspiracy-related charges. And, I disagree with the concept of a conspiracy charge, because there actually hasn't been a crime committed. It's essentially a thought crime. But on the other hand, I think it's instructive to point out what happens when you start rattling sabers about taking out members of the government. Now, look, I am no fan of the government. We talk out against the idea of the coercive, violent monopoly here on this program on a nightly basis. However, on Free Talk Live, we advocate peaceful solutions to these problems. It's the government that uses violence. And so while you can say to yourself, well, they're using violence, so it's justified for me to use violence back, that's not acceptable to me. At one time it was. At one time that was my rationale, but I've moved beyond that at this point, because I realized that if I want to achieve peace in my lifetime, that has to be my means. Peace has to be the way. Not just the end goal. If you want to get to peace as the end, it has to be your means. So Schaefer Cox is one of the primary folks that is involved in this. He is one of the more visible aspects of this Alaska sovereign citizen militia movement, or whatever. I'm not sure what they call themselves. But they've got a lot of good things going for them. I think they've set up kind of like a Porcupine 411 system, where they have a similar system to what we have here in New Hampshire, where one of their activists can call a phone number and leave a voicemail message, and that is distributed to multiple people that are up there, which I think is a great activist tool. But whenever you kind of build your movement around the idea of violence, then you're going to have problems. And now they've arrested five of the people that are involved. There are all kinds of charges that are being thrown out. Let me give you one example of a quote this guy said. Apparently, now this allegedly was said in a courtroom. We've got you, speaking to a state trooper, outmanned, outgunned, and we could probably have you all dead in one night. Now, to be fair, I don't have any of the context of that quote, right? I don't know what came before. I don't know what came after. But that's the kind of quote that even if you're not actually serious about killing someone, saying stuff like that is going to arouse some suspicion and some attention, some very negative attention.
Yeah, absolutely, it's going to arouse negative attention, because this is talking to the state troopers. These guys are the highest law in their state, the way they see it. State troopers consider themselves to sort of be above the old county mounties, as it were, mm-hmm. and to be superior law enforcement officers. You're going up against guys, in their bailiwick, which is violence. I mean, that's state troopers have a monopoly on violence. I guess law enforcement officers in general have a monopoly on violence. That's what government is. Mm-hmm. Government is an organization of people that have claimed for themselves a monopoly privilege of the use of force. The idea being that we as citizens have abdicated our ability to use violence to protect ourselves or whatever, and the government will use that in our stead. These cops are that arm. They are that strong fist. And you tell the strong fist, the guys that would be drawn to that job, hey, we're stronger than you are. That ain't going to go well. It's like going up to a bully
down
and saying, hey, I can beat you up. Yep. I mean, that's really the end of it.
Well, and maybe he was saying that to attempt to intimidate them into leaving them alone or something like that. But these people are fixing for a fight. These people are prepared for that kind of an eventuality. And it's such the wrong approach. And this is what happens to people that choose this road, that choose the road of arming up and getting ready for the end and preparing to take out as many of them as they can. Right. The end will come.
The end came.
Right.
And the funny part is that, so many of these gun polishing types, they got their gun ready, it's oiled and ready to go, and I'm ready for the time when these government usurpers come to take me and my family out, and I'm going to get them. They go quietly. The same as the ones who, was it Pennsylvania or Ohio that went out 6 months ago?
These were, as you mentioned, these people were arrested without incident.
Yep. Arrested without incident. I'm not saying that I want an incident.
No.
I don't want an incident. I'm just saying that, look, you know, these are the people talking big and now, you know,
so 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. There's a little bit more from the Newsminer.com reporting on this. Schaefer Cox, age 26, has had run-ins with the state legal system before. A Fairbanks judge issued a warrant for his arrest, who had claimed to be the leader of a militia after he failed to attend his own February 14th trial for a misdemeanor weapons misconduct charge last month. Cox had been charged, get this, with failing to disclose his possession of a concealed handgun in a presence of a police officer. How about that for a stupid law?
In Alaska?
In Alaska.
I was under the impression that Alaska had what they call constitutional carry.
That's what I thought, too.
Meaning that you could carry a... like,
apparently you can.
You have the right to keep and bear arms.
You do.
For real.
You have to tell them that you have one.
Well, then you don't have the right. You know? I mean,
you have a, according to them, if you have a concealed weapon in Alaska, you don't need a permit to have it. But if you come within, you know, a certain number of feet of a police officer, you have to inform them.
So you're telling me the undercover cops have to tell me when they step.
No, you're not a cop.
Right.
Right.
But which just goes to show who does the government think is more important?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is not a government of my peers.
So now he faces an additional charge for failing to appear at his trial. Cox has used his case to challenge the authority of the Alaska court system, calling himself a sovereign citizen and claiming the court is a for-profit corporation with no authority over him. In a lengthy courtroom speech last year, Cox said he does not intend to cooperate with the court system, but he sees himself as a peacemaker between his supporters and the government. I don't see how you can be a peacemaker if you are the leader of a militia. It seems to be contradictory.
You know, I think you can have a peaceful militia, but it's a tough thing to sell. You know, it's like the pedophile saying, yeah, I like kids. I just don't touch them in their private parts. But I'm a pedophile.
Right.
I mean, why in the world would you claim that? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you claim to be a militia if you're going to be peaceful?
Members of the movement do not believe U.S. laws apply to them and sometimes make their own license plates or create their own legal trials. According to the FBI, a group of Fairbanks residents recently conducted their own trial of Cox at Denny's restaurant. Cox has previously appeared as a public figure, as a gun rights activist, and a legislative candidate, and unsuccessfully challenged a Republican representative in 2008. He's a leader of the Alaska Peacemakers Militia and the Second Amendment Task Force. He's helped organize multiple gun rights and personal freedoms rallies, including the 2009 Freedom Fest, etc. Your 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The government is violent, and they are scary, but threatening the government in return with your own violence is only going to lead you into a jail cell, and it's not going to achieve liberty in our lifetime. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DERMATOL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And coming up tonight, we have got some giveaways to do. Three of them, as a matter of fact. Hopefully we'll be able to fit all three of them in. We're going to do three giveaways of two tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring, which is this huge race that's going to be happening in the middle of Florida. And we'll tell you more about that when we do the giveaway, so stay tuned for your chance to win those coming up here tonight. All right, our number, 800-259-9231. Also want to make sure you know about our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can punch up m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and to get access to the podcast as well. It's all free over at m.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, although there's certainly going to be some speeches and a debate. But it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf. I think there's a golf simulator. There's all kinds of shore excursions and a bunch to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November. But as I understand it, there's one berth left, and you can get it if you go to cruise.freetalklive.com. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. If the room that you're looking on the website isn't the one you're looking for, you can actually swap it out for any of the other types of rooms on the ship. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about an example of how not to achieve liberty in your lifetime. If you're like Mark and myself, then you believe that the ideas of individual liberty and personal responsibility are really, really important. And, you know, Mark, you and I, we've dedicated our professional careers to helping kind of expand this the purview of these ideas, help people discover these concepts, and bring people to the ideas of liberty. You and I have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active with others who believe like we do to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And fortunately, so far up here, everybody I know is a very peaceful individual. Some of them own guns, and they like guns, and they're into guns. But
right, well, guns aren't bad.
They're not out talking about killing people. They're, you know, using them for a hobby and training with them for the purposes of, you know, being proficient to defend their families from regular aggressors, not the government. And so the people around here are very peaceful. In fact, over at one of my websites, freekeen.com, the tagline is peaceful evolution. And one of the things we won't tolerate there are people coming on and agitating for violence. And if somebody ever does that, they don't live around here. It's usually somebody who's coming in from somewhere else on the internet to post some sort of anonymous comment to try to, you know, stir up some sort of violent agitation. And it's entirely inappropriate. It is not the direction that I would like to go. And not only is it the direction I don't want to go because it's wrong, I think it's morally wrong to use violence as a solution, but it's also impractical as well, because you'll end up getting yourself killed or imprisoned for a very long time. These government people are prepared for this. This is what they train for. They are ready for people to use violence on them. This is one of the things that excites the police, the chance that somebody that they're after will get violent and give them the excuse to be violent in return, to, you know, legally essentially kill someone. And here we've seen now in the Fairbanks, Alaska area, there's a group of people that call themselves a militia, and they've been doing things like kind of rattling the saber. One of the examples from another story where they're talking about how much bail these guys have, millions of dollars in bail on charges of conspiracy to commit murder against government agents. One of the things they've done, these individuals that have been arrested, is that they reportedly made wanted, dead or alive posters with the faces of a commander of the trooper detachment based in Fairbanks, Trooper Lieutenant Ron Wall, a superior court judge, assistant district attorney, and a Fairbanks state court administrator. I don't know what they...
Just not going to go anywhere doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what they did with those posters, but my point being that... That's yet another piece of evidence, in addition to some of the quotes that they've made, in addition to the fact that they are a militia, that, you know, they're
these
just
folks
kind of
are itching for a fight.
Right, they're living into this violent world.
There was another militia guy, and I guess his son, that were going around doing a speaking tour, mm-hmm. to other, you know, sort of sovereign citizen groups, that I guess they smoked a couple of cops on the side of the road. And
I've seen that video.
Was it in Oklahoma? I don't know. They're not doing anything for themselves or for the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, did that set people free, killing those two cops?
Yeah, how much freer am I today because a couple of cops got killed on the side of the road? I don't feel like I am.
Fact is, police and these judges, they're human beings. They have families. They have feelings. They may be wrong in what they're doing, but doing the things that they do, that is using violence, isn't the way to achieve our ideas. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on the AMP lines. Hello there.
Good evening, Mark and Ian.
Hey.
You're talking about Schaefer Cox, and he was at the Continental Congress in 2009 in November down by where I live.
Okay. Now, the Continental Congress was a group of people from around the country that came together to write up some resolutions about things that they thought the federal government should change, right, for more freedom?
Right. And Michael Bednarik was the president, was the acting president at that occasion. And Schaefer Cox got up and gave a couple of rather rousing speeches. And
I've seen video of this guy. This is one of the guys that was arrested in Fairbanks on these conspiracy charges. One of the more visible members of this group. I've seen videos of him on the internet, and he's a very intelligent young man and a good public speaker. And I think I liked a lot of the things he had to say. I just think that he's gone down that violence road, and he believes that violence could be a solution to this. And I think that's a real problem.
Well, I'll tell you the problem I find with arresting people for these kind of conspiracy charges and things like that. like that is I was in this place at one point in my life, too.
Being angry?
Yeah, I was angry with the government, with how large it had grown, with the injustices that I would see on a regular basis in the news that I'd watch unfold before me. For instance, the New London, Connecticut case where they took the homes away from, I think it was 100 and something homes away from people in a neighborhood that had been there for more than 100 years so that Pfizer could build an office park there. I was, you know, upset when the We the People organization's Supreme Court case was just kicked back without a ruling at all that had to do with the First Amendment and the right of redress of grievances. The Supreme Court didn't even want to hear it. This was an important issue. They didn't want to hear it. Well, I got very, very frustrated. And you know, I may have, at the time, you know, I considered the ideas that the fact is we had a Revolutionary War once, we could have another one again.
So what were your experiences? What were more of your experiences with this guy? Because you were there.
Well, yeah, you kind of said what I was going to say. He's a good public speaker, and he's intelligent, and you know, I liked him personally. But there was a bunch of people that were trying to kind of, you know, tell him, tone down the violent rhetoric. I mean, just about everybody was trying to say, you know, look, you're agitating too much. Your rhetoric is too violent. So, you know, I can understand how he's gotten himself in trouble, but I really don't think that he's committed any crime. I don't think he's actually hurt anybody.
No, yet. I agree with you. He's, again, they're being charged with conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to do this and that, and I agree that those aren't real crimes, but on the other hand, it doesn't surprise me that this happened to this guy because of the things that he's been saying and doing.
Right. So, yeah, I can see where, and I think a lot of people could at that event, where, you know, he was getting just a little bit too, his rhetoric was too violent.
Thanks for sharing that tonight,
Matt. That's about all I had to say.
I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Your thoughts on violence as a solution to violence. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work. Violence has been the history. Just trading violence between different groups has kind of been the history of man and power seekers. I mean, you use violence to take people out of political office, and then you end up with more violent people in political office after that. I mean, it's just a vicious cycle of violence, and somebody has to break it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition, we are here to take your calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's the call-in line number. The contest line number is different. We'll tell you that when the time is right to give you the 12 hours of Sebring tickets that will be coming up here shortly, so stay tuned for those. Again, our number of call-ins, 800-259-9231. We're talking about violence and how it is not a solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime, which I think is something we would like to do, Mark, is to get to as much freedom as we possibly can over
Indeed.
Our short lives.
I think it's interesting that the Jared Loughner case is going on, starting up today.
Jared, oh, that's the guy
this week, I mean.
That's the killer from Phoenix. Tucson. So, I'm certainly interested in hearing more about that as that develops. That guy is crazy.
Seems that way.
Yeah. Well, remember we read his YouTube videos on
rambling,
the air?
Nutty things that he was talking about?
Yeah, I'd say that. Like, I'm not a clinical psychologist or psychiatrist, but I think I can diagnose him as officially nuts just by reading his writings or attempting to read his incoherent ramblings. Anyway, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. Of course, you can bring up absolutely whatever you want. And don't forget to join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. And it's happening this June 20th through the 26th. Are you going to be there? Well, we will. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live, and hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people will be in attendance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Free State Project is putting it on at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a spectacular view. The location is awesome. The weather, you know, it's right in the summertime, and it's nice during the day, and during the night it cools down because we're in New Hampshire. So it's just a great time. And the real reason to go is to be around other people who love freedom. People who understand what it means to be free, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to also have freedom as well, and that they're willing to work towards that. They're willing to, in many cases, move their lives and their families up here to New Hampshire. But again, the Porcupine Freedom Festival isn't just for people in New Hampshire. It's for people all over the place to come tour New Hampshire, to come see New Hampshire, and to meet the people that are here already as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you and I moved over 4 years ago as early movers to the Free State Project. Technically, if you were to move tomorrow, you'd be an early mover as well. We're still early on in this this project. Over 10,400 people have signed up to be part of the Free State Project. Excuse me, I think it's 10,700 now.
Yeah.
just crossed the 10,700 mark recently. So over 10,000 people signed up. Hundreds have already made the move, and hundreds of those thousands will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And there'll be all kinds of things going on, from live performances, musical performances, agorism in action, family fun, all kinds of outdoorsy camping stuff. It's going to be a blast. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. Use our coupon code to save 20%. Our coupon code is FreeTalkLive without any spaces, so just run all the words together. FreeTalkLive to save 20% on your early bird registration at porkfest.com. PORCFEST.com. It's also, porkfest.com is also where you can buy your ticket to Buzz's bigger gay dance party, which is going to be happening this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Wouldn't want to miss it.
Yeah. I did miss it last year, and I'm so sorry that I did. So we're going to be there, and we'll see you there at porkfest.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything you want. Let's talk to Tom, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tom?
Okay. Been spending quite a bit of time in the Christian chat. And I'm not about to bash anybody's Christians or any religions or anything like that. But there's an element, as you guys already know, I'm sure, within these United States fundamentalist, right-wing, conservative, evangelical Christians that are just, by God, government and everything they do, and kill everybody, and military, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense to me Christianity is a religion based on peace. For the first 1,000 years of Christianity, it was really very centered around the ideas of peace, and these folks wouldn't fight, wouldn't be in the military. There has always been a peace contingent, but at some point or another, this religion that was in fact a protest religion against the Roman government, early on, turned into the powers that be. The powers that B must keep their power through violence. They can't keep it through, convincing people. Otherwise, it wouldn't be power anymore. Mm. So it's very interesting to me to see these folks that talk about Jesus and the Prince of Peace, well, advocating for the killing of other people in other nations.
Well, yeah, they're just as crazy, really, as the people. I mean, if you want to look at the other side, like the left wing wackos. I mean, I'm sure there's just as many of them, and they're just as much for whatever sort of government stuff or save the earth, whatever it is. Right.
Well, right. They all accept violence as their premise, that it's okay to use violence to achieve whatever their ends are.
So many of these people, like, for instance, you'll see the Obama stickers with the peace symbol as the O. I find that very interesting. You know, they give the peace prize to this guy who is now the commander in the chief of the greatest military the world has ever seen. Militaries kill people and break things. That's what their definition is. They'll even tell you. You know, the T-shirts say the same thing. That's what it's all about, and it amazes me that people that can advocate for peace will advocate for this man, Barack Obama. They'll compare him to Martin Luther King Jr., who said that peace is the way.
It's an insult. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Tom, at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike, listening in Land O'Lakes, to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Mike.
Good evening.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the show seems to be emphasizing nonviolence. I've only heard you maybe 10 or 15 times during the last couple of years. But I was wondering, has somebody contacted your show or the Free State Project and said, tone down the violence, and that's why you're emphasizing nonviolence?
No.
The fact is, early on when we did the show, we actually would say things like, yeah, you pry my gun from my cold, dead fingers, and God, guts, and guns, that kind of rhetoric. And over the years, it's changed. And I think that it's changed based largely on hope. When I lived in Florida, I saw no hope for liberty. I saw a government that was going to grow larger and larger. I saw Republicans and Democrats both that advocated for a larger, more intrusive government. If it wasn't the Democrats trying to take your money, is the Republicans trying to throw you in jail? And I didn't see any hope
for more freedom living in Florida. I picked up, I moved my life to New Hampshire, and I saw a whole bunch of people that believe like I do, and I've seen quantifiable changes within and out, inside and outside of the political process here in New Hampshire. You don't need violence in order to get what we want.
Okay. In regards to the show, though, is it been advertisers or something that is?
No. The answer is no. I mean, no advertiser, no government agent, nobody has ever said, we've never listened to. I mean, certainly people have said, we'd like you to talk about this or that or the other thing, No,
this is not a show where we're gonna. Good. This is not a show where we're BSing you, dude. I mean, we say what we believe on this program.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Okay. No one has influenced us with money or you know the threat of pulling money or anything like that in order to get us to take this position. I firmly believe that peace is the only way to peace, and I didn't used to believe that. That's what we said earlier in the hour. I did not used to think this way. So for me, it has been a natural progression that over the years that I have left those ideas behind because, well, you're not the same person you were 10 years ago, right?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate that. I just didn't want some kind of influence, whether it be government advertisers or anything controlling the content of your program.
Hey, I appreciate it. Please hold us responsible anytime you feel that there might be something untoward going on. But do know that here on Free Talk Live, I simply can't do the show where I'm faking it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And maybe there are those people in our industry.
There's got to be, right?
I mean, there was this. I actually had a news story. I don't think we're going to talk too much about it, but about the morning shows in this, I guess, around the country that are using fake phone callers. They actually have actors calling in and making up stories to generate ratings, basically to generate other phone calls.
Yeah.
And they're scamming people, basically.
I don't feel like that's that big of a deal. I mean, as far as having callers call in. Scripted callers call in or something like that.
I think that's a big deal. We've never done it on this show, and I would never stand for it.
Right, I understand. But on this show, we talk about integrity. On other shows, they may not do that, right? So, I mean, other shows are shows. They're
hold
there
that,
for entertainment.
Hold that thought. We've got to do a pair of tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring. It's a huge race that happens in the center of Florida. It goes spans several days. The main race is on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 19th, I believe it is.
Yep, it's a Le Mans race.
And if you call in right now, we'll give it to caller number 5 at 603-435-1105. It's a huge racing party thing, and Mark, you've been to it. It's just crazy.
Awesome.
So 603-435-1105. Call in. You will win if you're caller number 5. You'll get two tickets, super passes, to the 12 Hours of Sebring. And if you don't win, we got two more pair to do coming up later on tonight. So 603-435-1105. Hour 2 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9. Another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.